who has been a staunch advocate for youth justice over the years, and she has provided a statement for us to read out at the rally. Anna will now read out her statement.
Statement from Change the Record. It is critical that we begin our statement by acknowledging the resistance, survival, and ongoing laws of traditional custodians on Gulamergin, Mbantwa, and Gadigal country. And those three places people are meeting, as we have always done, to stand up against racism in this country and to fight against its violations of human rights. This continent always was and always will be Aboriginal land. In the 1 year since the Fanokiaro Liberal Party has been in power in the Northern Territory, First Nations human rights have been violated, causing devastating outcomes across the Northern Territory, including mass incarceration and deaths in custody. The Fanokiaro government has reintroduced the torture device spithood. They have lowered the minimum age of criminal responsibility to allow children as young as 10 to be incarcerated, harshened bail laws, made detrimental changes to youth diversion, introduced weapons into community in the form of pepper spray. And they're planning on arming transit and housing officers with guns in community. We know these regressions are directly targeting and impacting on the lives of First Nation people across the Northern Territory. We know our children are the ones whose lives are being devastated by these regressions. Enough is enough. Today we are standing strong together against those racially motivated regressions. Today we are standing strong together across Darwin, Alice Springs and Sydney to demand consequences for the Fanokiaro CLP government. Today we are standing strong together to call on our Prime Minister, Minister for Indigenous Australians and the Attorney General to use their Commonwealth powers to uphold human rights and sanction the Fanokiaro government. Prime Minister Albanese, Senator McCarthy and Attorney General Rowland must step in and uphold international human rights.
Our next speaker is Independent MLA and Yolngu man.
Thank you. Yo, good to see you. My name's Yinya Guyula, and like my brother Ned said, he's from his country down there, and I come from the Yolngamatta speaking mob in the East Arnhem Land. But when we talk about who we are and how we work and how we create pathway for everybody to live together is about connection between country to country, to Ned's country, down towards centre, east, north, south, and that's how we bind together all. But it's been a long, long journey for me after I stepped into this chamber. This is a very, very, don't know, what do you call it? There's no such law in there. No such law. Westminster system don't belong to our system. The Westminster system don't belong to Yolngu system. They're using it here, and the result is we are seeing that now. When I walked in back in 2016 and I said, hey, there's something wrong here. You are doing something wrong. Something wrong, listen to us. And ever since I walked in, they said, now we know what's best for you. We think we know what's best for you, but I'm saying I know what's best for our people. I know what's best for our people. We know what's best for our people. The government don't know what they're doing. And I'm not talking about the government. I'm not someone who is dreaming out there outside and walking around and trying to say, what are these people doing? I see what they are doing. I see them. I've been watching for the last nine years. Nothing has happened. They always think about what they want to do, what they would like to see. That's why we are calling further. I ran into a dead end of the road. A dead end. That's as far as I got, and keep on hitting my head on the brick wall trying to get to the other side, to the green pastures over the other side, to get something for my people. But it hasn't been happening. We call to the government here, they don't listen. We call to the government here, they don't listen. Right now, I'm calling to the federal government. The federal government stop funding money to the entry government that belongs to the indigenous disadvantaged. Stop it, stop it, stop it. All they will do is build more jails. All they will do, Bill, is buy more weapons, guns. They are now buying guns in here. So this is where we need to start with my people here, everyone, around the Northern Territory, and here are standing beside me, and we want to say, stop supplying funds and stuff to the Northern Territory government. They are hopeless. They are hopeless. They are hopeless. They are just killing us. They are killing us. You're worse than our people. So this is what we want to see. We want to walk together and call. We've been calling. I've been to the United Nations, and I called out. There's nothing I can get from there. Where is the power? I looked all around to find where I could find answer to actually encourage these people, talk to these people in here so that they listen and listen to my people out here. There is nothing out there. Nothing out there. So we are all here trying to work together so that we can create a pathway that will stop the government playing around with our money. Stop the government playing around with our resources and stuff that belongs to the indigenous people. Sitting out there in the background, sitting out there in the campfires, out there, overcrowded houses. A lot of people are dying. A lot of people are dying because of overcrowded houses. Overcrowded houses. I just come back from, we were burying two people at a time. That's what is happening. These people are taking all the resources and stuff, funding. So once and for all, I want to call on the federal government and those who want to stand with us and listen to us, listen to our voices, stand with us, and let's make this happen. Don't fund the Northern Territory government, especially the CLP, with indigenous funding and resourcing that we have, that should be spent out there in the communities. Thank you.